From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Fireworks from sea to shining sea, punctuating an end to 4th of July celebrations. In Chicago, fireworks displays were downsized this year to save at least $500,000. But there was no holding back in the nation's capital, where the U.S. Army Herald trumpets as part of the PBS Capitol 4th concert played the 1812 Overture. A sparkling burst of light blossomed over the Washington Monument. One of the best views of the fireworks was from the South Lawn of the White House. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports President and Mrs. Obama were hosting a barbecue there for hundreds of U.S. military personnel and their families.
As the president began to pay tribute to the troops, though, he was interrupted by a heckler who called on the president to bring the troops home.
Now, this is the day when we celebrate the very essence of America. And the spirit, they're coming.
Vice President Joe Biden spent the 4th with U.S. troops in Baghdad, where he was hearing this on the city's loudspeakers.
Please remain undercover. There is still a threat of indirect fire.
Biden met with Iraqi leaders to try to end months of delays over choosing a new leader for that country. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Two horses lunging into a crowd watching a holiday parade in Bellevue, Iowa, have trampled 24 people. At least one person was killed. Sandy Crilly says she was stunned when she saw the horses coming toward her.
About half a block away from us, we heard someone yell, "Move," or "Get out of the way," or something. And by the time we turned around, these horses were going so fast, they were practically on top of us. They were on top of us.
Crilly says many of the 23 people injured were children who were picking up candy from the street, candy that had been tossed by marchers in the parade. The costs incurred so far by BP for the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are up to just over $3 billion. NPR's Rob Gifford reporting the company's costs have jumped nearly 18% over the past week.
London-based BP released its latest figures for the response to the Gulf oil spill today. The total of $3.12 billion was up from the figure of $2.65 billion announced just a week earlier. The sum includes the cost of capping the underwater well, cleaning up the oil spill, and payouts to individuals, businesses, and governments. But the figure does not include a $20 billion fund for damages that BP created last month. The company said the total cost of the spill is likely to rise even more. It said the number of people working on the spill response has increased too, to more than 44,000. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Parts of the East Coast are bracing for triple-digit temperatures this week. Forecasters are blaming a high-pressure system that stalled over the region. New York City is opening cooling centers today in a number of government buildings. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia today. She's pledging U.S. support for the country as it seeks to build a stronger democracy. Clinton speaking to dozens of women from human rights groups. She did not mention Russia's invasion of Georgia 2 years ago until it was brought up by a member of her audience. The second stage of the Tour de France is underway, a 120-mile ride between two cities in Belgium. Eleanor Beardsley reports that riders are nervous after multiple crashes yesterday.
A combination of hundreds of thousands of fans and a dog who ran out onto the course created mass chaos on the final sharp turns of the Tour's first stage from Rotterdam to Brussels Sunday. There were three crashes in the final 1.5 miles as the peloton sprinted en masse toward the finish line and the riders swerved to avoid the unleashed dog. Only about 40 riders emerged unscathed. Lance Armstrong was one of them. Armstrong is ranked 4th place so far, 5 seconds ahead of his main rival and Tour favorite Spaniard Alberto Contador. Today's route features 6 punchy climbs, most of which are in the latter half of the course. The 3-week bike race, considered the world's most difficult, will take riders nearly 2,000 miles around France and features several grueling days of climbs in both the Alps and Pyrenees. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Toyota has begun recalling more than 90,000 top-of-the-line Lexus and Crown vehicles in Japan, with a similar move in the U.S. to follow. The automaker says the cars have flaws in the valve springs that could cause the engines to stall while the vehicle is in motion. The recall in the U.S. will affect nearly 140,000 cars. No accidents or injuries have been linked to the defect. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.